Hi, everybody. Well, we're here again. And this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. This is Ron Amatron Healing Program, Creation Lightship Healing. And the website is creationlightship.com. So we'll just talk about the Lightship briefly here. It's not a UFO. It's source energy, but it does appear to have rooms when you go to it because they have to materialize those rooms in order to have you have physicality, and then they have to materialize a conduit, which will be the light beams, to have the healings through. So that's the way it works. Everything needs a conduit to bring the energy in. So when you're on the light ship, you're there out of time, and it means that you're not disappeared from here. You're bilocated, which is kind of, some people kind of are, don't know, or they think they're going to be vanished, but you're still here. And if you're a seer, a feeler, you can actually sense or even see the light beams up there working on you. So we're doing that probably in about 15 minutes or so. I'll take maybe half a dozen requests. The first six requests will do. And then I'll have Kathy just read them to me for what room to go into. And we'll see if she's there and around and everywhere. Happy there, Kathy.
I'm here. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Tonight is Saturday, September 29th of 2012, and the healings that occur on the Lightship will only work tonight, today. And Ron Amatron is our escort and the ambassador to the Creation Lightship. Ron escorts us to specialized healing areas within the Creation Lightship. If you're new to this, all you need to do is stay heart-centered, and if you want, ask the light beings in the areas we visit for one healing. Some people ask out loud and point to their problem area or write a note to the light beings. And as Ron said, this is the same place that Ascended Master Jesus took people for healings. There's nothing else like it because it is true source energy. Light beings remove the densities and negativities so that we can regain more of our spirit, and this is done as a purification process in preparation for the true ascension. If you'd like to know more about it, please scroll down on the BBS Radio Creation Lightship page, where you'll see a section that's called Jesus's Prophecy of Ron. It explains a lot more detail. And it's very interesting. And it's what we're doing here, why we're here. So, Ron, if we're on that Creation Lightship page for bbsradio.com, there is a gigantic, wonderful drawing of a light being's face. Well, I wondered if you could possibly activate that for us to connect with during the program as a non-gender light being.
Okay, so everybody just scroll down and just bring the light being up. And we're bringing the non-gender energy. So here, they normally come in groups of three. So here we go. So there'll be three of them there, all waiting to help you out tonight. So here we go. This will be what they'll be doing on the Lightship, too. As you're down here, they'll help you out for healings if you do anything during the program besides going to the Lightship. So we're going to energize the light beams. You might see the picture actually change on your monitor screen. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll increase it a little bit more. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So just enjoy the light beam, and it'll bring in peace energy for you. That's what source energy is peace. So, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and it really feels absolutely wonderful. So, this is your opportunity to participate in the Creation Lightship healings and enjoy the healings that you'll be receiving. I did get six or so requests, so I think we have enough for now. And possibly, Ron, if you could activate some water for us at this time so we have it during and after the program. That would be wonderful. Would that be all right?
Yeah, we'll do the peaceful, restful, sleeping water. And if you happen to be across the globe here, and it's maybe a morning for you or something, then we can activate it for life force energy, because you're actually probably in tomorrow, and we're in today. So here we go. And then today we're going to sleep shortly here sometime. But for you, being in tomorrow, you've got your day ahead of you. So here we go. Hold your glass of water, everybody. If you don't have one, just get one. Don't scurry off real fast and trip or have a problem. Just get your glass of water and hold it. If you happen to get it after I'm done, then just hold it for 3 minutes. It'll be activated for you. Just watch the light being on the screen. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So hold up about another minute or so, and it'll be charged up. And these calls are all about getting rid of the densities. Another word for densities would be judgments out of your DNA, out of your cellular memory of your body. And this is what is controlling you in the alien mind agenda, mind-controlling programs that they have given you from the planets, the stars, and whatever else is out there and around that you probably know nothing about. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. And we may know a little more than that, but, you know, we're still discovering. But we have found many, many things to help people out, like on the call tomorrow that we have to get rid of the alien invisible life forms that are inside of you. And even though they're invisible, they can affect you. I'll take some out tonight after the healing session, going to the light ship. So this is all about the ascension process. That's why I came here in this lifetime to help people to get rid of the densities. And the densities, like I said, are energies that are preventing your body and your spirit from ascending to get off this planet. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that explanation about ascension. I know we are getting ready to go up to the light ship. So if others would like to learn more about it, you can read about the Ascension and Ron's mission on his website, creationlightship.com. There's a lot of information there, as well as the online clearings that we will be referring to throughout the program. So, Ron, I have a couple of questions here, some quick ones, then I know you want to go up to the light ship. This one's from Mike R. Do I have any death barcodes left on me?
I don't see any right now, so I'd say no. So you're all set. No problem.
Super. Okay. This is from Sylvia. Can I take a whole life clearing that I got from a bundle and make it unlimited if I pay an extra $50?
Yes, that is correct. You can do that. So some people find that they need a certain particular whole lifetime clearing, and it's because the residue is still with you. Or you just know that there's more stuff going on past this lifetime. Remember, what normally happens is, what first happens is that you're dealing with energies, negativities, blockages, inharmonious frequencies, odd harmonics. All these things are attached to you. And those get brought about in this lifetime as you start to think. So your thoughts that control your reality, remember, this is the planet of cause and effect. And the cause and effect is done by thoughts. And so if you didn't think, you wouldn't have anything attaching to you. You wouldn't activate anything in your body. You might see something, which you'd activate something, though, or hear something, but typically it all comes from thought. So right away, what happens is that your programming gets activated. And if you notice, that's why babies are so full of life and vibrancy, and they light up. You know, you can see their auras, and they look very clean and pure, squeaky clean, we'll call it. And then as they start understanding how to live here, yes, no, stop, go, you know, turn left, turn right, all these things, they start understanding mind energy or get basically brought into it. And from there, I would probably say that what they initially had was intuition, and that's probably what they were mainly using initially since they were in their mother, you know, as a fetus. And then from there they come out, and now they got to learn how to work with languages. And so all of a sudden you get brought into the density of mind, which is thought, which is language, and then from there that activates your DNA, activates things in you to bring forth past experiences that get cleaned out of your body. So on one hand, that's a good thing. If you have something that's recycling in you, you want to get it out. On the other hand, if it wasn't ever activated, then it's just dormant. There's no energy there. It's not going to affect you if it's dormant. And so what we're talking about here is the unlimited clearings. So when you do a clearing, and I'll just give an example. Let's say that you know that you feel energies for maybe the curses, hexes, spells on you. And you do it in this lifetime, and you do the whole lifetime clearing, and you get it off of you, and you still feel like, man, there's something way in the past lurking. And it's really in your DNA in the past. So we'll say that you're really psychic, and you look at it, and you go, oh, man, you know, something got, one of my ancestors got this whammy, you know, 200 years ago, and they've had troubles ever since. Well, this lifetime that you cleared is for this lifetime. It's not going to work going back 200 years. That's why you'd want to do the additional clearing for the unlimited, so you could keep either going on in this lifetime as they come up, or you can pay for the seven-generational clearings of that. But mainly is the unlimited keeps people off of you. You may have somebody who doesn't like you. Maybe somebody got you know, paid $5 a day in some foreign country where that's a lot of money, and they are working on you. They don't care who you are. They got $5 or getting $5, and somebody just said, I don't like this person. Maybe somebody pays somebody here $500 to work on you, and they farmed it out for $5 a day for 6 months. And all of a sudden, you know, you're having troubles, or maybe even $5 a week. You never know where they are. But anyway, the whole process is what's happening to you. So the unlimited version is what you want to get into. And you can buy that after you do your whole lifetime clearing. So even though it's not a bundle, if there is the unlimited version, you can pay for that for $50 and do even more work on yourself if that's needed. It may not be needed. So, for that clearing, the curses, hexes, spells, that could be a good one. Also, I'd say get entities and emotional unlimited. Those are the main ones. Maybe even the mental one. Mental one could cause some problems, too, if you are in a job or something where you have to really perform mentally. You want to get that mental clearing unlimited. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for clarifying that, Ron, about the unlimited is available even if they bought a whole life clearing within a bundle. Just one quick question on the fast chat from Larry. Do I have any more death barcodes on me? From Larry.
I don't see any, Larry. There is some kind of code on you, although I don't know what it is. But I do see the death ones, no. You do have some type of other code. I just don't know what it is. I'll do some looking at it. You'll probably be at the expo in a week, so if you are, we'll talk then, and I'll see if I can pick out what it is there. Back to you, Kathy.
The phone numbers have been posted in the fast chat for call-in. Thank you, Cindy. We callers are welcome. Perhaps you could wait till after we come back from the light ship. That would be appreciated. One quick announcement. There will be no intensives held in October, as Ron will be traveling to two expos throughout the month. He's going to the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles and the New Life Expo in New York. So the intensives will resume in November, and the last intensive will be held tomorrow, September 30th. As far as conference calls, those will be announced as the week comes up by Ron. He will decide and let us know. Okay, so I don't see any more questions, Ron, and I think people are anticipating the visit to the lightship. And I do have some healing room requests, so whenever you're ready, I can give you those.
Okay, let's do them one at a time. So let's first go to the lightship here. So this only works live on the program. So just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. You don't need to do any type of special posturing or... You can have your legs crossed if you want, your fingers crossed, whatever seems to work. Boy, you just get comfortable. Remember, the lightship doesn't have any preconceived mind energy telling you how to behave, okay? It just will see you as you are. And one lady, she goes, gee, Ron, you know, I was listening to your program. I was in the bathtub taking a bubble bath or something. They think they saw me and think, well, they gave you a robe, you know. So don't worry if you are doing something like that. Some people may want to actually do that during these processes and healings. So anyway, here we go. And we're going up. You can bring your animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, plants if you wish. And we're going to go up. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the room energy change around you. So that's the difference. You're going to be out of time. Right now, you're in time. Time is created by the aliens. They gave us time here. And you're controlled by time. Here we go. So now you're going to be out of time. Going up. One, two, three, four, and five. And naturally, if you notice around you, you're going to notice that you're just looking at things like they are a picture. Like a picture on the wall. And you're going to be able to look at them. And nothing's going to really affect you. So look at different things in your room, and you're going to notice that they're disconnected and that you're free of all these thought forms that the aliens like gave to us here, because you're not in time. First room we're going into, we'll go into the detox room, and then we'll see what other rooms we go into from Kathy. So let's go into the detox room here from this energy and leave your light beam up. And if you do have it up, if not, it'll work anyway, but a lot of people like to have it up. To bring the energy into the room. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're up right now, and we're in the detox room. So what else can we go into, Kathy?
Number one, peacock room.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. So the different rooms will almost always have three light beams. So you're going to see three peacocks. Remember, the light beams have to take a physical form to be a conduit to you. So since we live on Earth here, planet Earth, there are planet Earth type of beings that you're going to be seeing there. So here comes the peacocks, and here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, next room, please.
Number two. Silver water room.
Silver water, okay. So here we go. We're going to go into the silver water. And this one here has the bubbly water. You're in like a big cylinder. Bubbly water is coming your way. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Let's feel the energy and request your healing. Next room, please.
Number three, mountains and cool stream area.
Okay. So what I'm seeing instantly here, what's being, you know, materialized along with that is there's some big dragonflies and butterflies there. There's birds flying around. I see some beavers in the water. And I'm also, seeing crickets. And I'm seeing frogs. On the light ship, all these things that materialize, they don't eat. They live on life force energy, so you don't have to worry about having different types of materialized energies there that would normally be on the food chain of someone else. It doesn't exist in life. So here we go. Coming in. and you can select your own lightning if you wish there, what we mentioned. And here comes the hummingbirds. So here they are. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And on the light ship, you're out of time. So you could actually be in this room for, and I have to use the word time here, a long time. Maybe you're in the room for an hour. And you were only in it for maybe a few minutes. So since you're out of time, you could be there for a long time. That was a way to get rid of the word time here. So here we go. Back to you, Kathy.
Number 4, crystal healing room.
Okay, we have different types. There's one that I'm seeing that's like a, one has some black crystals. One has, you know, white quartz, clear quartz, we'll call it. The other one has some amethyst, kind of purple. And then I'm also seeing citrine. So these are what I'm seeing at this moment. So you can request your healing for any one of these rooms. And each one of these crystals are like, they're, you know, it's like being in a large crystal geode with all the crystal points working for you. And so you're like in this little, like, little cubby hole. But it's very large, and you can just kind of levitate there and request healing from these particular crystal energies. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Next room, Kathy.
Number 5, Mother Mary energy with healing flowers.
Okay, so this one's kind of special. Because a lot of times the fragrance of flowers will come into your room, and some people are amazed, and I guess it is quite amazing as it's happened. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll let you have this energy for a little bit here. Maybe we'll have it for about a minute here just to relax. So we'll just see how it happens here. So just relax for a minute and enjoy the... I'll bring it in a little stronger for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Number 6, pony room and removal of invisible life forms.
Oh, okay, so that's in quarantine, the invisible one. So we'll go into where the ponies are. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and they're coming your way now. So again, request your healing. Remember, the light always sees you perfect, so you have to complain basically about a problem that you're dealing with because they don't know about it, but you do. And we'll go into quarantine and we'll start taking out an octopus energy out of you. This one here happens to be wrapped around people's necks. Here we go. Releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That one's released. And now let's get rid of the poisons that this energy is giving you, this one particular alien life form that's invisible. Taking this, the poison out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the dead carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So there you go. That's just one of these. We do this on the calls that we have for 8 hours in length on Sundays, which will be tomorrow, the last one. that we're having for this month. So, one more room, Kathy, then we'll come back.
One more room? Great. How about the red energy room or one of the color energies?
Okay, that's good. So here we go. We're standing on top of a disc. It's circular. This one here is about 6 inches thick. It's about, this one's about 4 foot in diameter, matching disc on top of your head. So you're kind of like in this column of red energy. And it's going around you and through you. And it's doing some energetic healing work. So again, request for healing. And we'll increase the energy here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll come back from the light chip now. So we're reflecting our flower, tree, garden, plants, and our pets and animals. And getting ready to come back down. And we're now ready. So coming down, I'll count to five. You're going to feel yourself becoming attached back to reality here. All these life forms that are here. So here we go. Coming back down. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're here. So back to you, Kathy.
Very special, Ron. It was great hearing your descriptions of the mountain, cool stream area. Really felt like we were in the great outdoors there. And I want to remind the listeners that if you're listening to an archive right now, the healings will not work. However, you will feel the peaceful, calm energy that we're all feeling right now. And so, Ron, you did release some invisible life forms, specifically the octopus around the neck, and I was just squeezing my neck when you said that, and I could feel it tighten and then release. And apparently Derek saw it too. He says, that is one big octopus.
Yep, they're pretty big. I'll do another one here. Let's go to your solar plex area, everybody. And let's get rid of one of the critters there. This one looks more like some type of long snake. It's not too big in diameter. This one's probably about an inch and a half. And its length looks like about 20 to 25 feet. Some go much larger than this here, so this is not a real big one. So here we go. Remember, they can they're energetic, so they can be any size. You know, I have seen some about 150 foot in length, so in about 6 inches or so in diameter. This one here isn't that large. So here we go, taking this one out. And you might feel maybe some physical body sensations in your solar plex energy area. You might feel something wiggling around because I'm grabbing it right now. And these things do bite at times, so I got its head. And now we're going to start pulling this thing out of you. So there we go. This is a lot of fun. So it's about a foot out of you, and 2 feet, and three, four, has feet on it, actually. Five, small little feet, six, claws, seven, eight, nine, and 10 feet out, okay? I take a deep breath. I hear your stomach gurgling. That's possible. Okay, 11 feet out, 12, 13, 14, okay, 15. Some people have actually stopped because it wasn't quite that long as far as 20 feet or so. Here we go again. So 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20 feet. And here's some more, 21. 22, okay, some people actually stopped here, 23, 24, 25, okay, there we go, that one's good. One person has like 35 feet, so we'll just continue on here. 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, and 35, and now the tail is going to come out. There we go. Has also has a weird-looking tail on it. Has like little spikes or claws. Kind of like a throwing star, sort of. So here we go with many, many points coming out. There, south. Okay, everybody. We'll see how you feel. If you feel a little nauseated, that's okay, because that's what it was doing to you. So now you're going to be able to get some life force energy to come in from your spirit. So we'll do that now. Spirit infusion. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this may take 5 or 10 minutes to have your spirit balance out your body. But your body will go through its own healing process now with this alien critter out of you. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that felt wonderful, Ron. I felt this weight come off my shoulders and from around my neck. And Reed is, I think, feeling the healing by getting very hot and sweating, and he's asking if you would kindly explain if that's his healing.
Yeah, whatever you're feeling is simply for you. Nothing, I guess, cross-contaminated. So you're not picking up somebody else's snake energies as I take it away from you. And you're not being connected to anybody else. It's just all personal for you. So you don't have to worry about having 200 people, say, of listeners connecting their energy to you, and you're feeling some kind of backlash. Now, this is your own energy that you're feeling. Getting warm or whatever is just the byproduct of you having a healing session, basically. And it means that your body now is restoring itself more back to wellness. So a part of you will now be feeling better. Back to you, Kathy.
That's a very good thing. And Helen says that was wonderful. And the Michaela also felt heat in her left wrist. That was a big octopus. And so comments in the fast chat about the healing areas. When you took us to the silver water area, Jeff said it was like pressurized oxygen, very vibrant. And when you took us to the mountain cold stream area, Marcia saw it and she said that is absolutely gorgeous. Heidi saw the hummingbirds you mentioned. And she said, someone said they fly very fast. Heidi said you really like the crystal healing room too. And Austin says the black crystals are very calming. Ken says that in the crystal room, his whole body is vibrating. Lisa, this is very sacred to me. When you took us to the Mother Mary with the flowers area, Heidi said, I really like the rose smell. This is so relieving of stress. And at the pony area, Victor saw silver streaks of light raining on him. And Amy thought the ponies were cute. So this is to show you that people post their comments because the healings are real and they do work, and this is a very, very special experience for us that you can't find anywhere else, and it is just part of the Creation Lightship healings that Ron offers, and the other way is through online or through the intensives that Ron mentioned earlier, the 8-hour physical rejuvenation intensives. So if you enjoyed this, you'll want to consider joining those physical rejuvenation intensives beginning in November. And you will have more of the same healings and the same experiences throughout the entire month as long as you're registered. So, Ron, some questions here in the fast chat I can read to you. Marcy, well, first of all, Marcy says after you move the critter, the octopus, she got a headache, so I guess that will be a relief soon. Marie says, thank you, Ron and Kathy. Brian says, what causes such massive contamination?
I don't know why they come into us, mainly just to take our energy. So somehow we're just a host down there. for the aliens. So we're on their food chain, whether it's a physical or energetic, we're there. So that's kind of what the whole process is here, is to get away from that. And that's what we try to do, is to clean you out so that they won't attach to you as much or attack you as much. People don't know how much, you know, they're under attack. You may feel something, you may not. You know, a typical attack is when you're going to sleep at night and your feet get a little pinpricked in it, and you're jerking a lot. Another one could be like having a Charlie horse. That's one of the big ones where the energies come in. Not sure, there could be some physical things happening too that could be, you know, causing a Charlie horse, but typically that would be an alien life form attacking or maybe biting you or something. So, or, you know, a lot of them. Let's, I could do a release. I don't know what to tell you to, you know, what to work on. What I'll do is work on, I guess, ankles, okay? So naturally there's all different ways to approach ankle problems. And you may be fine now, but maybe in the past you had a twisted ankle. So entities are one, and then you could have some alien critters in there too. So let's take away some alien critters in your joints. And this we do on the 8-hour calls too. I'll do this one slower, pulling them out maybe 10 at a time. On the calls that I do, I don't do them. I do them a little differently than this. Here we go. So on the weekly calls, I'll do a counting process, but here I'm just going to take them out and let you feel it. So there's 10 of them out of you. Let's work on the left leg first here. The right leg may have some relief too. Here we go. 20 of them out of your left leg, left ankle, then 30. So on the 8-hour calls, I don't do it this slow. And 40, 50, there we go, 60, and there we go, 70 of them. So there's 70 out of your left side, left ankle. Now hold your right ankle. So getting 10 of them out. And if you feel your ankle's popping for no good reason, basically you're just sitting there and all of a sudden you hear a pop, well, that's perfectly normal. Might even want to get up and walk a little bit here when I get done here. So this is a 20 coming out now. And 30. And 40. And looks like 50. So most people are completed here. I'll do one more at 60. There we go. So just get up and walk and just see if you happen to feel a little different. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. That's really great for the ankles and legs. So while everyone's walking, I'm going to read a couple more comments. Donna says the space in and around her neck feels fresh and airy. And Reed is, I think, struggling to understand what's going on. He says he didn't feel good, wants to know what's going on. I think he's questioning the use of the word alien and critter, and why is it so hard to pull this out? So maybe just a little bit more explanation for Reed, and some reassurance would be needed here, Ron. People in the fast chat are trying to reassure Reed as well.
Well, first of all, you have to realize that you're an alien feeding ground, okay? That's number one. So they live off your emotional energies and also physically. So basically, these things come into people and live inside of you. You've probably seen shapeshifters, you know, on YouTube. If you haven't, then, you know, go to YouTube and type in shapeshifters. And you can watch people change as the aliens inside of them show themselves. And they normally will have the eyes change. Sometimes you don't actually feel or see the skin change on the person's face, but this is one of the alien critters that people have. So the main thing is not knowing this, and this is like your first time show listening, then you probably want to get about 10 of the archives and just listen to them and get your feet wet and realize that, you know, what you were taught in this lifetime probably was not complete. Didn't give you enough information to be here, and probably most of it was a lie. So that's the main thing, and just listen to the archives and kind of get your feet wet and just realize that you have these things. And this is, you know, you're living in an alien timeline or on timelines, which are your parallel lives. And, you know, I can't really talk too much about this because all the archives have information on it. But just know that if you feel something, that means that you got it released. And that's a good sign. So you could feel funky, but that could be possible. Maybe the dark side wants you to feel extra bad. But the main thing is that you got this thing released. And you don't know what implants now are going off inside of you, because everybody who normally will work with me will sometimes have implants activated. This is why we have the pre-clearing for the 2,000-year darkness barcode on the website, to get rid of the energy that that's going to be coming to you to prevent you from ascending, to let you find another path besides light. And that's what the New Age metaphysical energies are here. Everybody who got involved with that probably from maybe the 60s, 70s on with the New Age movement is controlled by a lot of these dark energies and the channelers, everything else. So we're living now in a time of probably great need for truth, along with people bringing in all these weird energies here, the aliens coming in through people to connect to you. So listen to the archives, and that's the main thing. You won't find any of this in religions, because the religions don't talk about the aliens typically, because the aliens are controlling the religions. They're not going to tell you not to do this or do something. So but the main thing is just to look at yourself and find more of your spirit energy, and that's what this show is all about, is to get you connected to your own spirit. But you have to release the stuff that's bothering you that you may not even know about, all your contamination. So this program is not pro-alien, it's anti-alien completely, and that's what the show is about here, is to get the alien energies away from you. So, and that also includes ones that people see physically here. And then you have the ship clouds up in the skies, the flat bottom clouds. And want to see some ships, just look at some of the tornadoes and hurricanes. You're going to see them. Look for the faces up in the pictures. You probably Google something and see it. Also, if you just maybe get some pictures of Mount Shasta, you can see the alien ship clouds that used to be here. They don't come very often now since I'm here taking them out. But I can tell you about 8 years ago, there's a lot of them here. They show up, you know, almost every day. Now they very seldom show up. Only the brave ones come. They don't last. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for that explanation for Reed. He's also getting some reassurance from longtime listeners. And Trish offered a suggestion. She says, Reed, we are all affected. We are all contaminated. The 8-hour Sunday calls, the intensives that we mentioned, remove much more than this. So now you did the healing for the ankles, and Micah said thank you very much. He's feeling lighter now. Oscar said his muscles were twitching. Will says, aliens like us. We taste like fried chicken.
Yeah, they, I would probably imagine so. You know, it's,
And we should get on the 8-hour calls, Jennifer says. The 8-hour calls are very gratifying and they're very healing. And David's asking, what clearing on the website could he use to clear off such a critter like the octopus?
Well, the alien attack page has that. If you go into the alien attack page, it's on there. I think that's $30 for the month. If you do the program that's tomorrow, even though it's the last day of it, and you pay $200, I'll send you codes for special clearings that we're offering as a bundle for that. It's the Mind Matrix clearing, and part of one of those is the alien attack one. So I can't recall what's on it, but there's a Mind Matrix clearing. There's two full lifetime clearings on it. So you could just take your age and multiply that by 5, and that's what those clearings would cost you, although I have the half-price special going, so you know, if you're, you know, the second one would be half price if you did a whole lifetime one. But basically, it's a great deal because you're getting a lot of savings on it. But aside from that, if you just want to do a clearing to get rid of these alien life forms and you want to stick with it, then do the alien attack page. And it's basically $1 a day, $30 for the month. And there's a lot on there. So I would probably guess for most people, I would think it'd probably take them actually 2 months to kind of get accustomed to what's on that page. Because there's a lot of clearings that you could be doing. So you may want to actually get it for 2 months because of what's on there, that the content. It's just, it's more than just the alien parasitic life forms. That's what we call them. There's alien races that are attacking people. There's all different types of internal clearings that are on that one particular page. So if you're not working and you have a lot of time or a lot of time, then you know, if you wanted to put 3-4 hours into it a day, you'd probably be you could probably do it in a month, I would think. But there's so many alien critters there, you just got to pick one and have at it and get them off of you. And you have to do it probably more than one time. So just by doing one for, like, the octopus, you may want to do that maybe 50 times to get it off of you and just see where you are after that. But you will start to feel better. So back to you, Kathy.
The alien attack removal page is a part of the recommended healings on Ron's website, as well as the orb clearing, which is also included in that bundle, along with the mental cellular clearing and the mind matrix removal clearing. So that is a good bundle. It clears a lot of those dark negative energies and the alien energies that interfere with our lives off of us. And so if you can do that, David, that would be great to get either the bundle or, as Ron recommended, the alien attack removal for 2 months. There's also a lot of alien races on there to clear.
So. Yeah, so once you get into it, you start realizing that you're not alone. And you got friends, or you're friends to them. They are a friend to you, but you may not be one to them. So remember, you're basically on the food chain. And either it's energetic or it's physical. So it's for the first timer, this is pretty, the information is kind of like too far out. Although people who have physically seen this stuff know that it's real. So that's the whole thing. And for most people, it might sound kind of sci-fi, but just think of it as sci-fi, but it's reality. And all sci-fi is real. They just bring it out to show us what's coming down the pike or what's already been here. And it just gives us that awareness so that when it finally shows up on our doorstep or up in the skies, you go, oh, yeah, I've seen that in a movie 10 years ago. People live through it. I'm fine. I can deal with this here. So anyway, that's what it's all about. Plus the alien races who connect to the different, I don't know what word to use here, maybe the writers of the movies or something, producers, whatever they're using, whoever's connecting to them, in a sense, maybe alien race A wants to show alien race B what they're doing here. And so, you know, this might even be broadcast across the universe, you know, of the aliens showing what each particular race is doing so they can figure out what to do next down here. So it's their own intel coming across, or they're saying, oh, we're better than you. We can do this here, and here's a movie to prove it. So that's the way it kind of works. So back to you, Kathy.
Just a few minutes left to go. Darlin's reporting on the activated light beam. She sees lots of rainbow colors. And Q has a question. How can we tell who is hooked up?
Everybody's hooked up. So you know, you can't tell. You just know that everybody's hooked up here. Some people probably more than others, unfortunately, but that's just the way it is. So remember, you're already living in this stuff. You're already in the soup, in the stew as one of those vegetables. So, you know, when did it happen? Well, it's when your ancestors decided to use mind energy. And they switched over from heart to mind. And when they went into mind energy, which is cause and effect and communications here, verbal communications, keywords, et cetera, judgments, then that's what hooked everybody up. So it's not your fault. It's your ancestors' fault. But, you know, we have to deal with the situation. So really nobody to blame, you know, except yourself if you happen to be do clearings, trying to bring in more peace energy here or do something that's bringing in more aliens, then you're at fault also for hurting and harming the people here and the Earth spirit. So, and the Earth spirit left, so there's no more Earth spirit on this planet. So back to you. It's already doing its ascension process. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, it's 7:55. Just want to point out to the listeners that the fast chat contains the information about the September conference packages that Ron mentioned, the bundle.
You can go 5 minutes to listen to it.
Oh, we can get an extra 5 minutes. Thank you, BBS. Okay, good. And those clearings, again, are posted on the fast chat if anyone wants to look at them, David. David says the added information on how to use the alien attack clearing is very helpful. He says he's on the Sunday intensives and doing the alien attack clearing. So he's already there. Good.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, so when I put that page up, I didn't really want to put it up. I didn't want to poke the stick at the aliens, having enough problems here with other things, you know, dealing with energies that were from people, psychic attack stuff and things. I don't want to bring in the alien energies here, you know, to see me doing things. So, but we put the page up, and it's been up for quite a while, and I had reservations at first to have it up there to do that. And I thought, well, might as well. Most they could do is kill me, you know. That's about it. So I'm not afraid of death. So I put the page up, and it's been going ever since, helping a lot of people who are having troubles. So, you know, if you do feel, you know, any of these situations, maybe a Charlie horse every night on your leg or something, and you got to rub it, and it's very painful, that's probably one of the aliens trying to maybe bite you or doing something to you, giving you poison or whatever. I don't want to sound too gross here, but that's what it is. If you feel maybe you or your mate, partner, jumping around in bed at night and you wonder why they're shaking their feet, or if you have a child, maybe you have a baby, and you wonder, the baby's fine, very happy, I'm holding it, you know, is he or she's on my chest, all of a sudden she starts wiggling their feet, you know, around and crying and jumping around, well, they're under attack too. So put up that alien attack page and put the light beam up. You got to leave it on default all the time so that it stays up. You can't have it go off and on. It needs to be up all the time. Change your screensaver, change your computer settings, and leave it up. And it's best to have it in the room that you're sleeping in. And it will give you some relief. I can't guarantee it'll get rid of all of them, but it will help you out. Some people have had great success. They get it every month. They go, yeah, this is like my lifeline. And so, you know, I can't guarantee that it'll get rid of all your problems open them, but it does help. And that's why I put it up. So, got a couple minutes to go here, looks like. So, everybody, I just hope that you enjoyed the program tonight. Our next BBS show is on Monday, 4 o'clock. And then tomorrow we start off our intensives probably at, it'll be 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern. We'll be doing that. And it's an 8-hour conference call. You don't have to be on it continuously. A lot of people just like to check in at first if they're going to be doing something. Just call in and give me your name, and then I write your name down. And then from there, you're on the call, or send me an email either way. And, you know, you can do your regular day if you wish. Maybe you have a 5-hour outing that you have to go on. Well, you're still going to be on the call once you sign yourself in or pay for it. So I'll just say thank you, everybody. And I think I might move the next intensives maybe an hour later, possibly, in November. I might start it at 11 o'clock, 1 hour later, So I'm debating on that one. So anyway, we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings, and hopefully if you can see us at the expo, we'll be in L.A. A week from today. So thank you, and see you later, everyone. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, too, Ron. Good night, everyone.